Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another spectacular installment of Morning Reload. From very high above, all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Monday. It seems these days that there's very little daylight between political parties and media outlets. Ask yourself, when is the last time you saw a Wyoming mainstream media outlet be critical of any of the redcoats? Have you ever seen or heard any of them use the term left-wing or radical left-wing or extremist left-wing? In all the years of doing Cowboy State Politics, I can't come up with one example, not one instance where any of them referred to the radical left-wing in Wyoming. It's almost as if the media thinks that that doesn't exist in Wyoming. Now ask yourself the opposite question. How many times have you seen the media in Wyoming refer to right-wing Republicans or extremists or hardline conservatives? Really, there have been too many times to mention, and it absolutely defies the facts. It is a fact that 31 members of the Republican Party in the Wyoming House of Representatives vote with the Democrats an average of 85% of the time. If it walks like a Democrat, and looks like a Democrat, and smells like a Democrat, and votes like a Democrat, then there's a pretty good chance it's a Democrat. So why is it that the Wyoming media won't just call them what they are? Democrats. That's pretty easy. If they did, none of them would get elected again. The elections of 31 members of the House of Representatives are predicated on the notion that those people are actually Republicans. At least, that's a big part of the reason they get elected. The other reason is they have to portray themselves as being conservatives, because the vast majority of people in Wyoming are conservative. I tend to think that the state is kind of split somewhere around 70-30. 70% conservative, 30% Democrat. So, if you want to get elected, at least some portion of the people that vote for you have to actually A, be Democrats, or B, believe that you are not one. Until Cowboy State Politics came along, there was no source in the media that was showing exactly who these people are, that they're actually Democrats hiding in the Republican Party. And the reason I say that is if you vote with the Democrats 85% of the time, you are not an actual Republican. They are redcoats. In the House of Representatives, and this is going to be a bit of old news for most Cowboy State Politics listeners, but they call themselves the Wyoming Caucus. Here's Poisonberry Crago announcing the existence of the Wyoming Caucus on the floor of the Wyoming House of Representatives.
Representative Crago.
Privilege, if I may, Mr.
Please.
Speaker. Just a general announcement. The Wyoming Caucus will be meeting tonight at 7 o'clock for social hour, if anyone cares to join us. Thank you.
Chairman Nicholas.
The location of the Wyoming Caucus is the Met, by the way.
Those 31 redcoats are Allred, Berger, Brown, Burkhart, Byron, Chadwick, Clouston, Conrad, Crago, Eklund, Harshman, Henderson, Lloyd Larson, J.T. Larson, Martha Lawley, Sandy Newsom, Bob Nicholas, Nemec, Northrop, O'Hearn, Oakley, Obermuller, Olson, Somers, Stith, Walters, Washit, Western, Wiley, and the two Zwanitzers. And all of them vote like Democrats. Just so you don't forget, here's one of their senior members, Redcoat Steve Harshman, telling you what he thinks about capping the increase in your property taxes.
So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really, who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most.
Tax cuts only help the rich. And this is coming from one of the guys who claims he's a conservative and is a member of the Wyoming Caucus. Here's one of their founding members, Representative Bob Nicholas, the guy that you heard at the tail end of the Barry Crago soundbite.
There is no doubt I mean, from all the medical information out there, that we are in a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If everyone was vaccinated, this pandemic would be gone.
Speaks volumes about his intelligence, doesn't it? But it tells you even more about where his political leanings lie. Here he is again, just a couple of minutes later, saying that the government has the authority to jab a piece of metal into your arm and force you to take a shot that, as it turns out, didn't do anything.
This is not a unconstitutional mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, I would just respectfully say it is not. And so all of those things are wrapped into an overall interpretation, and it's a balance of everybody's rights. So I would respectfully submit that this is not a constitutional issue.
You don't have individual rights. No, we all have group rights. Uh-huh. That's Representative Bob Nicholas, a member of the Wyoming caucus. So we're not exactly talking about conservatives here, nor are we talking about real Republicans either. So these are the folks that make up the Wyoming caucus. The second part of this, and you're just going to have to follow me for a few minutes, and trust me, all of this is going to make perfect sense by the end. As I always tell you, word choice is very important. Words mean things.
2 + 2 = 4, not 5 if you want it to be 5. And this is not to be discriminatory. This is to stand up for language. Words mean things.
Now, there's a big difference between partner, advertiser, and sponsor. Advertising is just exactly what it sounds like. Someone who is paid to put an advertisement on your website or to put it on your program. And that's all that it is. It's not a recommendation or an endorsement or anything of the sort. It is merely an advertisement. A sponsorship, on the other hand, is a more formalized relationship between a content provider and an advertiser. No one sponsors this program unless I agree with the product or service that they're providing. Sponsorships on this program would be considered an endorsement. For example, Morton Buildings. They're the best metal building manufacturer, probably in the United States, but most definitely in Wyoming. I endorse them. You've also heard me say that the socks I wear from the Buffalo Wool Company are the finest socks I've ever put on my feet. And they absolutely are. You should get you a pair. But none of these companies that I work with are partners. Partnership implies a much more formalized relationship. In other words, you're in it together. The old 1828 defines partner as an associate in any business or occupation, a joint owner of stock or capital employed in commerce, manufacturers, or other businesses. So a partner is clearly not an advertiser, nor is it a sponsorship. Let's talk about political advertising for just a second. I have no problem with it. As you've noticed on the program, I have at least one candidate that's advertising with me. And frankly, you'd be kind of a business moron not to take advantage of political advertising. This is an election year, and it's going to be a really expensive one. So if you're in the business of selling advertising, it'd be kind of dumb not to open up to that. And I don't have any problem with it, so long as you identify it for what it is. This is a paid advertisement from whomever. So here's the whole point to what I'm getting at today. At the bottom of the Cowboy State Daily website, it says, presenting partners, and then there's a whole list of them. Those groups are the Wyoming Family Alliance, the Derby Club, Powering Up Wyoming, Renewal by Anderson, Discover Carbon County, Americans for Prosperity Wyoming, and Hilltop Bank. Now, all of those, you can kind of understand. A couple of them are highly political. The Wyoming Family Alliance, Americans for Prosperity, and Powering Up Wyoming. Four of them are commercial endeavors. The Derby Club, Renewal by Anderson, Discover Carbon County, and Hilltop Bank. But there's one more group listed as a presenting partner, and we talked about what that word means. It's the Wyoming Caucus. The Cowboy State Daily is partnering with and being paid for by a group of left-leaning Wyoming politicians. And you definitely don't have to take my word for it. It's listed right on the bottom of the website. And just in case the wording mysteriously changes on the Cowboy State Daily website, not that they've ever done that before, except, of course, by editing articles to change what it says. But anyway, just in case that wording mysteriously changes, there's a screenshot of it at cowboystatepolitics.com on the show content page. Well, that'll about do it for this slightly later than usual installment of today's program. Make sure that you subscribe and follow the show. That way, you don't miss an episode of Cowboy State Politics. You can do that from the website at cowboystatepolitics.com or on anywhere that you get your podcasts. For now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.